Discussion, day three, To Kill a Mockingbird. I go first.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm the summarizer.
Yeah, she summarizes it.
I summarize it, and then he does the question. So, in chapter 14, Scout wants to go to Calpurnia's house the next Sunday. Auntie does not want Scout to go to Calpurnia's house and tells Atticus that Calpurnia is not needed, but he disagrees. Scout and Jim got into a fight because Jim was telling Scout what to do like a parent. Right after their fight, Atticus sent them to their rooms. Scout stepped on something and she thinks it was a snake. She goes to Jim's room and told him she thinks there was a snake in her room. Jim came to help by getting the broom and swinging under the bed, and missed Dill's head by an inch. Atticus called I don't know how to say her last name.
Okay.
And says that they have Dill, and they're asking if he can sleep over. So,
okay.
Here are your questions.
So, question one. Why does Auntie not want Scout going to Calpurnia's house?
Because
she doesn't want to go to her house.
Skin color, I think.
Yeah, because
yeah,
she doesn't belong there. Okay. Second question. Why does Aunt want Calpurnia gone?
Because she thinks they don't need them.
Why is Atticus worried about Tom Robinson's case?
Because people are racist and he knows he's going to lose.
He doesn't know
he's going to lose. He thinks he's going to lose.
Yeah, it's basically word against
the basically
word.
I just wrote racism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, are you done? Okay. So, chapter 15. Dill and Scout got the treehouse and made plans to get Boo Radley to come out of his house. And they left a trail of lemon drops. Mr. Heck Tate came over to talk with Atticus about the trial on Monday because they were moving Tom Robinson on Sunday. On Sunday, Atticus drove his car to his office, but the kids found him sitting in front of the jail, reading a newspaper. Four dusty cars rolled up to the jail, and men got out of the and demanded Atticus to move. Scout ran over to Atticus and started talking to Mr. Cunningham,
who she recognized.
She talks about entailment, and then they all left because they put themselves in Atticus's shoes. I can say. Yeah.
Mina?
Yeah.
Okay. What was Dill's plan to get Boo Radley out of the house?
Lemon drops?
Yeah.
Why did the crowd come for Atticus?
Because they wanted to hurt Boo Radley?
No, they wanted to hurt Tom Robinson.
Tom Robinson. I meant Tom Robinson.
Yeah.
I was thinking of
the. And why were the kids worried?
The what?
Or were Scout and Jem worried?
Because they didn't really know what.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, which 16 now?
Which one did you just do?
Yep.
I think I just did 15.
16.
Okay. In chapter 16, the Finches had breakfast with Atticus.
Atticus
left to get ready for the trial. Jim was telling Dill and Scout about all the people in Macomb. After dinner, they got Dill and went to town. The courthouse square was covered with picnic parties. Oh my gosh, this is like a tongue twister. Sitting on newspaper. They were all eating and waiting for the courthouse doors to open up so they could, so they can all go in and watch the trial. When the doors opened, Scout gets
separated
from Dill and Jim. While Scout is separated, she overheard two men talking about Atticus. They said he was appointed to the court to defend Tom Robinson.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. What did Jen eat in the morning, Jim?
Eggs.
Three eggs.
Three eggs. Okay. What was Mr. Bullock's first name?
Who's?
They talked about his name a lot.
Mr.
It was really weird.
Bullock?
Bullock's. The women all had blue eyes. They had their beards.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Why does Miss Monty not want to go to the trial?
Because she doesn't like watching someone being accused of death.
No, she just doesn't want to see it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want to.
Your turn, Sophia. I mean, Sydney.
Sophia.
Thanks.
Thanks.
17?
Yeah.
In chapter 17, Mr. Tate was the first one to testify against Tom Robinson. Mr. Tate said Miss Maella was hit on the right side of her face. Maella wasn't looked at by a doctor. The next person up to testify was Mr.
Ewell.
What?
I don't like him, sorry.
Me either. I get pissed off whenever I hear his name sometimes. He told his story and the court started yelling because Mr.
Ewell
said something bad. So this is like a quote from this is what he said. So Mr.
Don't actually say it if it's really bad though.
I like blocked out the word. Like I'm just gonna not say it.
Okay.
I'll do that. That works. Mr. Ewell's face grew scarlet.
It's a color.
He stood up and pointed his finger at Mr. Tom Robinson. What? I seen that black
yonder
Retton on my Maella. Atticus asked if Mr. Ewell could read and write. Mr. Ewell said yes, and Atticus asked him to sign his name. Mr. Ewell wrote with his left hand. Left hand.
Okay. Why did Maella thought Atticus was making fun of her?
Because he kept calling her ma'am and miss.
And asking her if she had friends.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that was the next chapter.
No, that's 18.
Yeah.
I literally just found it.
We're on 17, aren't we? Yeah, we're on 17.
We're on 7? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, my B. Who was the first person on the stand?
Mr.
Sheriff.
Tate.
Yeah, the sheriff. Why didn't they call a doctor?
Because
he said they never called a doctor.
He said she looked fine or something. Or, like, I knew what had happened, so I didn't need to have someone confirm it or something.
Okay,
really.
Which eye was the black eye?
Her right.
It was her left.
It was her right
side.
It was her right side. Yeah, left hand, right side. But what if you could just, like, punch with your right hand?
Or he has a left hand.
No, he was left-handed, and you punched him in the left
hand. No, no, no.
I was left-handed.
Yeah, but
yeah,
then Mr.
The other guy didn't have
one. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Tom,
yet,
Tom, but he did have one, but he, like, couldn't move on his own.
Yeah.
He had to,
like,
use his other hand.
He was, like, crippled. I'm
yeah,
sure he didn't take, like,
it. I don't,
yeah, 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 yeah. I
not
doubt
nervous.
He would go like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but no, but when... Oh, I have this in, I think, my next summary.
Okay. Yep.
Thanks, Nick. Mayella is the next witness that is called up to the stand. Miss... Because I don't know if I have it.
No, I mean, it'll tell you in that red dot in the corner.
Oh, okay. Mayella is the next witness that is called up to the stand. Mr. Gilmer asked Mayella what happened the night she didn't answer. Mayella started crying because she thinks Atticus is going to trick her into saying something that is not true. Atticus asked if Mr. Ewell has ever hit her. Mayella said he has never touched a hair on her head. Atticus
just
Clark. Just Clark?
Clever.
Because he didn't touch his hair. Her head.
Yeah,
no.
But he still
kind of
like.
Yeah, I
know. Did she say that? I don't remember that.
No, but
she hasn't
said
anything about it.
Yet. No, but
yeah.
I'll tell you later. Touch a hand. Wait, where am I?
Atticus asks
Mayella if she remembers Tom Robinson beating her about the face. She said no. Then she said yes. Atticus asked if the last sentence was her answer. She said, "I don't know.
It all
happened so quickly." Atticus asked Tom Robinson to stand up, and
it showed like that his left arm was like crippled,
and it showed that his left arm was shorter than the other.
And therefore, like, crippled.
Yeah. Your turn. Questions.
For 18?
Stop.
Right? 18?
Yes.
Okay. Why did Mayella thought Atticus was making fun of her? Think. Sorry.
Because she kept... Because she... No, he kept on calling her she miss... I mean, miss...
Miss ma'am.
Miss ma'am.
Yeah, good enough.
She had like friends.
Okay. Yeah.
Et cetera.
Yeah. Did Tom Robinson take advantage of her?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
That's being decided.
No, but like from what we've learned.
Oh, that's an open ended
well,
question.
With his testimony.
So you do that later on.
With her testimony.
Thank you. Last question. How many friends does she have?
None.
Zero.
She has friends.
Okay, that is great. You guys did good.
Okay.
Okay.
Chapter 19, summary. Tom Robinson was up to give his
testimony.
He had to use his right arm to put his left arm on the Bible because his left arm was so weak. Atticus asked if he has ever stepped on the property without an invitation
from one of them.
He said no, he would never do that.
Mayella
asked Tom to come and fix the door. Then she asked him to come inside. To come in and grab something on top of a wardrobe. When he was on the chair, she grabbed his leg and hugged him. He tries to get away. Then he hears Mr. Ewell.
Yep.
yell through the window, you goddamn whore. I'm gonna kill ya.
Okay.
You weren't supposed to say swear words. Oh, you. That says the most vile thing.
Well, I'm quoting. I'm quoting
it's
the
okay.
book.
It's okay.
Well,
I mean,
it's okay.
No, because you went into
what said is said. We can't go back.
No, restart it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
I can read between the lines.
Tom Robinson gets away and runs right after. Wait, what?
Yeah, he runs away.
He runs away, and the only thing that he disturbed in the house was the chair that he was on,
mm-hmm.
like to grab the thing. Okay, so.
Okay.
Your turn.
Why did Mayella ask Tom aside from? What did she ask him for?
For odd jobs and
to
help with,
the door.
Never help.
Okay. What did she try to do once he was in the room?
Hug her. Hug him.
According to Tom.
Try to seduce her. Yeah.
Him. To Seuss.
And then why did Tom run?
Because
Mr.
Ewell
came up
and Mr. Ewell. But he was trying to get away, but Mr. Ewell finally came in and
he
like spooked him.
Running because
what are you?
Someone was trying to rape him, so I think most people.
Did anyone hear me? That was a funny joke.
What?
What?
Never mind.
No,
okay. Who's next? Who's next?
No, I have my open-ended question.
Okay,
sorry. Okay. Did Tom Robinson take advantage of her from his point of view?
No.
Wait.
Okay.
No. It's
from his point of view, no.
The answer's no.
Why did Tom Robinson feel sorry
switched.
For Mayella?
Because she had no friends.
Yeah.
And none of her siblings
like
would
help.
Yeah.
She's alone. Yeah.
Well, no,
she
gave
and
all
of her
siblings.
Alone ass mom.
No, but none of her siblings helped.
Yeah, no, but
she,
gave she gave him
she gave
them the money to go get ice cream.
I think that was a lie. Was it?
I thought it was
they
true.
Were
gone.
Lying.
They were gone.
I think it was true.
Well, I think like the majority
because
of them are lying. Right
yeah.
Now.
Well,
someone is lying.
Yeah.
Except,
I think the three people are lying.
At least two
except
people
for
are lying.
Tom Robinson. No.
I think
no. Mr. Hunt. He's not lying.
Yeah, because
he never saw anything.
At least
he
two people
he came
are lying.
In. She was beaten.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You have
Tate. Yes, it's Tate.
Mr. Ewell is lying, and so is she. That's right.
But I think
she's scared because her dad probably beats her up.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Shut up, Nicholas.
I won't spoil it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Don't spoil it. We're not about those
Do you
spoilers.
Have more questions?
No.
Okay.
We don't
think
support
it's
spoilers in this house.
Think it's the ball just next or something?
No, I think it's okay. Yeah, no, go.
Okay, you can go.
Okay, so
I'm gonna fart.
Nick.
Dude.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
It's recording.
Oh. I thought you paused it.
No!
Okay. The symbol I chose was the portrayal of 14. Chapter 14. Yeah. The symbol I chose was the betrayal for chapter 14. The betrayal.
What's a picture?
It's supposed to be a picture.
What's my job?
I can find this. Because it's showing that Jem is growing up. And becoming more responsible for actions of himself and others.
Why do you always have a hood up?
Jem is
sorry.
Being an idiot right now.
I mean,
he is.
Yeah.
Like, also smart, Can't but,
really,
like, a meanie.
He's mean is, like, but, like, some of the stuff he's saying is not even true. So.
Who?
Jem.
Jem. About what?
I don't know how to say his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
no.
The symbol
yeah.
I chose was the lamp for chapter 15 because it symbolizes good versus evil and light versus darkness. When the men come to speak with Atticus the first time, they are in the dark, showing that evil is hiding in the shadows. When Atticus brings the light bulb to the jail, he is bringing to light unpopular topics and fighting the darkness in the world.
Whoa. That's
pretty sure he just wanted to make sure Tom Robinson could see, but like.
And he was okay, but. Okay.
Symbolism.
Like your nails.
Oh, okay. You kind of have to mix them up here. Okay. The symbol I chose for was the trial, or like the courthouse kind of, for chapter 16, because it shows that there are a lot of conflicts between the colored people and the whites. And this demonstrates the conflicts between a white man that is untrustworthy can just go and accuse a colored man of killing his daughter, one he did not. This shows all the racial symbolism. How do you know that he didn't, though?
Because he didn't.
Yeah,
I know.
Facts. Okay. Simple, I chose for chapter 17 was Bob Ewell's name when he read it, like when he wrote it down, the paper. Because it shows that even with evidence that it could have been him, the townsfolk still assume it was Tom because they're racist. Not a good town.
Not
a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good time either.
Yeah.
Not a whole world in general.
Yeah. Small town.
Really? The symbol I chose for chapter 18 was...
I poked my eye with my phone.
Looks like I have ramen noodles.
Mayella's question for chapter 18 because she is being forced to say her fake story so she doesn't get beaten more. This symbolizes how people can hide what is really happening and people will still believe it. They'll believe wrong. Okay. So the symbol I chose for chapter 19 was Tom's arm because it tells us that in this era, even with concrete proof of your defense, people are still racist and will let the white people go free and make the colored person go to jail for crimes they didn't do.
That's true.
Yeah.
Look, it looks like I have round
Oh, it does.
Really relevant.
Okay. Next person. I don't know who's next. I'm not
sure. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
chapter character analysis.
Yeah, 14 to 19. So for the first character, Jem, I chose controlling, and the quote was, "Now I mean it, Scout. You antagonize Auntie, and I'll spank you," which was.
Mm-hmm.
What? The second one was explanatory, and the quote is, "Aw, Auntie, that's just Dill's way." Smart. Nah, we better wait till they get in. Atticus might not like it if he sees us. Scout is easily agitated, and the quote was, "With that, I was gone. You, Morphodite, I'll kill you."
At least she didn't pull a Sydney.
Okay, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Curious, Jem, I asked, what's a mixed child? Protective, the quote is, ain't nobody gonna do Jem that way.
Ain't nobody.
So Atticus is reassuring. The quote is, just hungry, I'll bet. Atticus's voice had its usual pleasant dryness. Appreciative, and the quote is, and I assumed that Atticus was giving him... a tough time for not going home, but I was wrong. As they passed under a streetlight, Atticus reached out and massaged Jem's hair, his one gesture of affection. He is inclusive, and the quote is, anything fit to say at the tables, fit to say in front of Calpurnia. She knows what she means to this family. Aunt Alexandra, thank you.
Allegra.
She is strict. The quote is, you may not, and that's what she said.
You may not.
She's
strict, so you may not is strict.
Me too.
She's not.
She's harsh. They murmured and buzzed until Auntie said if Jem didn't turn on the living room lights, he would disgrace the family. She is, I don't know if this is,
she's annoying.
Advisor, she always likes to give advice and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's a good idea, Atticus. It encourages them. You know how they talk amongst themselves. She's just trying to be giving out advice when it's not really needed.
Yeah.
Dill
unrequired
is,
piece of human.
Shut up. Dill is impulsive. He had taken $13 from his mother's purse, caught
whoa,
the 9 o'clock train
that's a lot.
From Meridian, and
can
got off at Maycombs Junction. He's
the
helpful.
Comments.
The quote is, can I carry it for you, Mr. Finch? Asked Dill. Defensive. I don't care one spec. It ain't right. Somehow it ain't right to do them that way. Hasn't anybody got any business doing the talking like that? It just makes me sick. And that is fine. And then modern events now?
Do modern events.
Okay. So this is Peyton's, but he's not here. So, number one, title of article, The creeper burglar spent days hiding under bed in house. Summary of event. A man broke into a house and lived under the spare room bed for a while and was eventually caught.
Oh, that's great.
Five most important points. Yeah, he hid under a bed for days, only water with him. Found on May 10th, 2015. He was the ex of the daughter and arrested for trespass charges.
That's it?
didn't do anything else. Connection to novel. Wendell hid under the bed of Scout for the day. Explanation. Wendell ran away from his house. He hid under Scout's bed for the day. This connects from the story because they both hid under the bed for a long amount of time. It also connects to the story because they both broke into a house and hid under a bed. So, you know, Peyton's really got it happening here. Title of article, this is number two, just retired Conor McGregor facing sex assault accusation in Ireland. Summary of event, just after his announced retirement, it was revealed that he was charged with sexual assault. Five most important points, accused with sexual assault just after retirement, happened in Dublin. Ireland. New evidence was found and security footage. Connection to novel. Tom Robinson accused of rape. And Tom Robinson is going to court for accused sexual assault. This article is connected to the story because both of them are accused of sexual assault. I'm just reading it, by the way.
Stop!
Just turn it on silent. You can turn it on silent.
It's the little thing
like,
beside
do not disturb.
The volume. Do you know what that is?
I just said
it's not that. I don't know what it was. Okay. Number three, title of article, Ohio man punches lawyer in court after receiving 47-year sentence. Summary of event, man punched his lawyer after finding out his sentence. Five most important points happened in court. 47-year sentence, punched lawyer because he didn't win.
What?
Connection to the novel.
What was it?
I don't know. Connection to novel. Tom is in court, and this happened in court. Explanation. Both of these include court, and they were both dealing
with
serious
subjects.
That's what I
thought, because nobody got punched.
Okay.
Nobody got punched in
court. This was just Peyton's. So, like,
nobody got punched in court
in
the To Kill a Mockingbird.
Who goes next?
Me. I'm the last one.
Okay.
Wizard?
Yeah, word wizard.
Okay.
She's a wizard! Sorry.
I was just talking.
So my first word is dumpy. It was on page 180. The quote is, two dumpy country women in straw hats sitting in a Hoover cart.
Yo! That's like by the ex guy.
Yeah.
It's like really
the dictionary definition is of a person short and stout. My definition
short
is...
Short and stout.
Nick.
A person who is short and strong looking. Example of a ball gown makes the bride look dumpy.
Whoa, we don't use that vulgar language here.
Vulgar?
Next word is niggly.
Whoa.
Niggly. It was on page 186.
Does that mean ankle?
No, that's...
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about aglet.
No.
The laces. A face and fur.
Yeah.
Okay, when she went to hang out, the quote is on 186, when she went to hang it up in her negli, and that's a woman.
Aglet.
What is it?
It's a woman's light dressing gown, typically made of soft fabric. I just put a nightgown, and then the example would be grandma went to the other room to put on her negli. Next word is tentative.
Mm-hmm.
On page 186, the quote is, Jem made a
tentative
swipe under the
tentative
bed. Dictionary definition is, done without confidence or hesitant. My definition is, an action done with no confidence. And my example is, Jack threw the ball tentatively. Okay, I don't know how to say this. Chifernobe?
Chifernobe.
Chifernobe, okay. It's on page 255. The quote is, when did she ask you to chop up the chifferobe?
It
turned red, the numbers.
It's like
okay.
A closet thing.
Okay.
And the dictionary definition is a piece of furniture having both drawers and space for hanging clothes.
Well,
and I
stop
put, for
no,
my definition, a piece of furniture with a closet on the top and drawers underneath.
Got you.
Or
vice versa.
It's kind of
here.
And my example is, I just got a new chifernobe.
Whoa!
Next word is saponia. It's on page 213. The quote is, better be careful that he doesn't hand you a Sabonia, and that is a writ ordering a person to court. My definition is a paper that orders a person to be a witness in court, and my example was Caroline with Sabonia.
Can you say no to a witness? New recording, still day three.
And the next word is, oh god, elucidate.
Elucidate?
Yo, let me see.
Do you know how to pronounce that word?
Elucidate.
That's what I said.
I said elucidate.
And she said elucidate.
An N and a D are two different letters.
She said elucidate.
Can you sit down?
Yes, she
on
did.
On page 213, the quote was, we asked Miss Maudie to elucidate, and that means to make something clear or explain, and my definition was to explain something further, and my, what's it called? Example is, Avery asked me to elucidate. Next word is affluent. It was on page 214. The quote was, the more affluent chased their food with drugstore Coca-Cola and in bulb-shaped soda glasses. And the dictionary definition is, especially in a group or area, having a great deal of money or wealth. Mm-hmm. And my definition was a group of people that have a lot of money. And my example is, the affluent strangers sat in fancy cars all night. The next word is lanky on page 219. The quote is, the jury sat to the left under long windows, sunburned, lanky. They all seem to be farmers. The dictionary definition is of a person, someone who is ungracefully thin and tall. My definition is a person who is awkwardly thin and tall. And my example is, Carson is lanky.
Who's Carson?
I don't know. I just pulled up names.
Whoa. Are you really?
Jacob, are you doing typing?
My next word is amiable. On page 220, the quote is, Judge Taylor looked like most judges I had ever seen. Amiable, white-haired, slightly ruddy face. The dictionary definition is having or displaying a friendly or pleasant manner. My definition is a kind-looking person. And the example was a substitute. The substitute teacher was amiable. My next word is solicitor on page 222. The solicitor was Mr. Glimmer. He was not well known to us. And that is the chief law officer of a city, town, or government department. And I said the highest ranking officer in the area. And my example is, the solicitor's name is Mr. Kingsman. My last word is acrimonious on page 229. We could tell, however, when debate became more acrimonious than professional, and the dictionary definition is typically of speech or debate, angry and bitter. And I said when arguments become emotional, and the example is the argument with my dad and I became acrimonious. Cool, I'm done.
Okay, Jimmy, your turn.
I'm already done.
You did yours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're all done.
Oh.
Stop the recording.
We're done.